degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Adrian Clow, Marketing Director of the Eastern Shore Arts Center, into the studio. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
It just seems like the other day you were here. And here we are at First Friday. Adrian joins us the first Friday morning of each month at this time on Community Contact to talk about the Art Walk Open House.
Yes.
What's happening tonight?
Yeah, we had a busy week. We had all new exhibits come in this week.
Oh,
so I've been busy at work this week.
Let's remind everybody while you're listening to this, if you've got a device at your fingertips, log on to esartcenter.com or just Google Eastern Shore Art Center, and you can follow along and look at the pictures of the exhibits as we talk about them. All right, I've got it up. So I go to visit
exhibits, and then it'll pull up that current page.
Exhibits and current.
Yeah, and so July 2nd, 6 to 8. So we've got two new exhibits, Mary Hardy and Jim Lajelli. These are going to be 2-month exhibits, so they're July through August. And our first one on the website is Mary Hardy, and she is from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And these two exhibitors are actually, they kind of work in the same medium, kind of a collage layering medium, but they're very different in style and subject matter. So that's really cool to have these both at the same time.
It's abstract and then textured. It looks like I could almost reach out and touch the texture.
Exactly. She works a lot with like layering papers and different mediums. So like paint, sometimes you can mix different mediums in your paint, so it creates that weird texture that kind of makes a 3D effect.
And it leaves you wondering, what exactly is
exactly
that? it's one of those things where your eye can interpret perhaps different things. One person will see something another person doesn't.
Exactly. You're like, I see flowers, and you're like, I see bricks and like, you know, layered textures. And she uses a lot of dark colors, dark blacks, browns, rust colors, and she does kind of have some floral elements in a lot of her pieces. But like I said, she's from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. She was actually one of our judges in the past for the festival, so we're excited to welcome her back to the area. And she uses, like I said, she uses a lot of like photographic elements, magazines, anything that triggers her inspiration to create a new piece.
It's an interesting description that the author Mary Hardy gives. And it's interesting where she describes the process and her inspiration.
Right.
So, yeah, read it if you can, because then it makes you love her art more.
Exactly.
when you understand the emotion and the feelings behind it. And you may go, I feel just that same way.
Maybe I feel inspired to do something.
Or stuff around the house,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Or you find the perfect spot on the wall. Now,
exactly.
These strike me as they might be very large paintings. What size are they?
Yeah, they probably range from about 2 or 3 feet. And a lot of hers are vertical layouts, so 2-3 feet wide, maybe 4 feet tall.
Okay.
And a lot of her pieces are framed very similarly, so it'd be really nice in your home, kind of like in a series altogether.
Right.
She uses that very nice like natural wood thin frame with a nice clean white mat, so it really calls attention to the piece in the center. And then our second exhibitor is Jim Lajelli. He's right here in Fairhope, and he's actually exhibited with us before, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, but we've got him back, and he's in that gallery when you walk in to the art center to the left, and his exhibit is called Paint Cut Paste. And like I said, he's our second collage artist, and he was born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and he's moved all around the country and finally came here to Fairhope, Alabama. He's a self-taught artist, and he usually works with collage. Acrylic is his preferred medium, but he uses a lot of like hand-painted papers, magazines.
He even says he cuts out images from magazines.
Yeah. Exactly.
See, that art class in third grade, that was an important inspiration, wasn't it?
There you go.
All right, let's click on his pictures.
This
looks a little different.
So what he's got
dear.
New.
Wow.
Yeah. So what he's got new.
Looks
to,
like David Bowie with a duck head.
That's very true.
And high heels on, which is not surprising.
Yeah, exactly. It's very surreal is what we had Dr. Bob Bantons. He came in yesterday to place all the work. And so he had his work cut out for him, literally, because Jim Lajeli has 80 pieces Whoa. Of work in this gallery. And they're all about 8 by 12, 12 by 12. So they're small.
Really?
And you don't... So, like, when they came in, like, they came in, like, 3 boxes, and then we laid them all out in the gallery, and it was just like, oh my gosh, this is going to be,
it's like
insane, but
awesome. The clowns coming out of
yes,
the Volkswagen,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly. It's like piece upon piece.
See, the second piece I'm looking at looks like yeah. 2 men in suits, but yeah. they have duck heads.
Exactly. So his new series, I can't remember the title of it, but
oh,
he's...
Wait, I saw it. It was Birds.
It's like
something.
The Bird series, and he cuts out, like, from Vogue magazines, like fashion magazines, he'll cut out, like, the bodies of the models.
Human bird right. series.
Right. And then he'll remove the head of the model and then replace it with like something from an Audubon magazine, like a bird. But it's really funny to hear him talk about it, because he'll have to find, like, specific types of, like, models where they're facing a specific direction, where he has to match the bird head specifically
right.
with the neck.
That's a little strange to me.
It's very strange, but
now,
it's
this
really
next
cool.
picture is interesting. This is something I might go for.
Right. So he also has an abstract series, right. and a lot of these are from hand-painted papers that he's cut and made them into abstract shapes. Like, a lot of them follow, like, the same color scheme, so a lot of them are, like, a blue series or a red series or a purple series. Mm-hmm. And there's no rhyme or reason. It's very graphic design.
But this one kind of reminds me of music. I see a couple
yeah,
of guitar shapes in there. So
yeah,
once again, you see a picture. Everybody uh-huh. sees something a little differently.
Exactly. So, kind of like the strings of yeah,
the
of
piece
an
might call to one person, mm-hmm. you know, and not another, but that's mm-hmm. art. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Exactly. So, a lot of interesting things. Like I said, 80 pieces. So you can definitely get lost in
wow.
that gallery.
Okay.
And I will say too, we've got the series downstairs. It's our Null Collection of Alabama Art that goes on for a few months. But for tonight only, we'll have some work from our art campers that have been created over the summer. So it'll be really cool to see some of our art camp
oh,
work.
The school kids.
Yeah,
oh,
school
good.
Kids.
Okay. So tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., mm-hmm. and y'all got Leonard Houston, the guy
know,
that plays
I'm
at
excited.
The Fair Pier a lot, right?
Yeah, I know. And, you know, weather pending, like, we'd love to have him outside, but we'll have him inside if we can. But the plan is to do outside, but we'll move him in, obviously.
Just depends,
but,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But we've got Leonard Houston, and the same thing. We were going to have a tent outside with hot dogs and snow cones. So, you know.
Try it. It's
we'll
the
make
4th
it.
Of July.
Exactly. So celebrate the holiday. We've got that going on. And like I said, we've got the art campers work downstairs. They have been working so hard. It's some cute stuff. So it's overloaded. We've got 2 more weeks of camp next week and the week after. And we're excited to see what they put out. We didn't have any this week, so it's been really quiet in the art center this week.
So are there any more art classes available
yes.
for the rest of the summer you want to mention?
Yeah, so adult classes actually start the week of July 20th. So if you want to register, that's available online. We've got everything from painting, pottery, photography for the adults. And then we've got a few workshops coming up. We've got one that was rescheduled for this weekend. And then we've got, let's see, next weekend, the 22nd through the 25th, or that's actually 2 weeks from now. That's Botanical Flowers. That's a watercolor workshop with Kathy Shepherd. And that's 10 to 4 each day. And then on July 23rd through 24th, we have a cold wax and oil workshop. And that's with Julie Snydell. That's 10 to 4 as well. And then we have another watercolor in August, August 19th through the 21st. That's an experimental watercolor workshop. And that's also with Kathy Shepherd, 10 to 4. And Kathy's from Pensacola. And she's one of our regular watercolor workshop teachers and class instructors. So
okay.
we're excited to have her. But and like you said, mentioned before, we've also got the radio days coming this month, too. So that's what, July 16th and the 17th. They
yes.
added a new night.
Mm-hmm.
So originally it was just Friday night, but we've got Saturday night as well. So
Radio Days is a radio mm-hmm. theater production from Bay City Improvs. Mm-hmm. And several of us, including Mark and I,
yeah.
are voice actors in it. And it's a Sherlock Holmes play. And it's as if it were... It's as if you were walking into a radio station, say in the late 30s
right.
or 40s, and you were part of a studio audience
right.
watching them put on a radio theater. So it's a little different concept, but it's really cool. And we're going to have Meet the Cast of that play here tonight at the radio station. And we'll also have tickets for sale.
Good, good.
I think you can get them at the Art Center. You can get them online.
Get them online.
And that is July 16th and 17th. And then getting back to tonight real quick, it's still free admission.
Yes,
6 until 8 p.m. And you've got a sponsor providing refreshments you might want to mention.
Yeah, so our sponsor tonight is Harper Technologies. Okay. That's the brothers Carl and Abe Harper. They will be sponsoring tonight. And they'll probably be set up in the foyer, too, if you want to do a meet and greet with them. Very nice guys. They're actually our IT guys for the Art Center. So we've been working with them for, gosh, for the past probably decade or so. So really great guys. Okay. If you're looking for an IT service for your business, I highly recommend them.
Name again is
Harper Technologies.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good.
And right. I had some computer issues this past week, and Carl came in and helped me, so I can vouch.
I need one of them just to move in here.
Exactly, because usually I'm the IT of the Art Center until it goes above my head, and I'm like, Carl, please come in and help me. So they'll be there. I think Carl will probably be also helping, you know, serve hot dogs too. So we're a small organization. We all have several different, you know, hats at the Art Center. So happy to have him there. So, and then it looks like I just passed by the Art Center earlier. And it looks like the construction in the front's cleared up. So hopefully there'll be a clear path to get to the front door today.
I think the city makes sure it's going to be open for y'all for Art Walk tonight.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, thank you for reminding me about that.
ESArtCenter.com, or excuse me, .org. You can get to it either way.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see all about what we're talking about. You can even sign up to receive a newsletter.
Oh, yeah.
So that you can stay in the loop with what's happening. All right. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Adrian Clow, Marketing Director for the Eastern Shore Art Center, joining us the first Friday of each month on Community Contact. If you missed it or you want to tell a friend, you can listen later at WABF1480.com.